Patriots are in Jacksonville on Sunday, their next-to-last game of the regular season. Joining us right now, Patriots linebacker and defensive lineman, defensive person, let's call it that, Rob Ninkovich. Rob, it's Dale and Kirk. How are you?
Hey, Dale, Kirk. I'm doing well.
Hey, when you watch film of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and look, realistically, we don't think there's any way in the world that Maurice Jones-Drew can play this weekend, but do you have to prepare as if he will?
Yeah. You know, obviously they didn't put him on IR for a reason, so I think maybe they're, you know, going to try and get the last two games of the season and just throw him in there to see, you know, what he can do. So you definitely have to be prepared for him, you know, just in case come Sunday he's ready to play.
You know, the consensus here, obviously, Rob, is two wins, Jacksonville. You guys going down there, you should win this game. But when you look at film of these guys, what jumps out offensively that should concern you, or I guess the fans, getting ready to watch this game Sunday?
You know, they're able to make some plays. You know, they got a big tight end, so you obviously have to respect that guy. He can go up and, you know, catch a lot of balls. You know, their running game, they definitely have some backs that can make some yards. And, you know, Henny's doing a good job coming in and replacing Gabbert and, you know, making some throws down the field. So, you know, again, in the NFL, you got to prepare every week because, you know, there's a lot of great players on every team out there.
I know that week to week, heck, day to day, the Patriots are concerned about improving and making up for mistakes that they might have made previously. When you look at what happened on Sunday night, what was the problem in stopping the running game against San Francisco?
You know, I mean, sometimes other teams, you know, you got to give them credit for preparing well against us. You know, I think that they were able to come out with a few different, you know, wrinkles that we weren't able to adjust to quick enough. So, you know, I think that, again, you got to give them credit. You can't take anything away from what they did. And, you know, we got to do a better job and learn from the mistakes that we made Sunday night.
This has been a problem here, though, the past couple weeks, Rob. You guys got off to a real good start against the run this season. I'd say, what, the last 5 or 6 weeks, it hasn't been as consistent. Is there anything that's jumped out when you guys look at this, or is there anything that stands out why you guys have not been able to be as good as you were, say, early in the season against the run?
Well, I mean, it's a long season, and, you know, you got to deal with things throughout the year. And, you know, again, you don't make excuses. You know, we haven't been as tight as we wanted to. So moving forward, we're going to move on past those games and try and improve it this week and the last week of the season.
I don't think I've ever seen 3 1-play scoring drives in a game in my life. You probably haven't either.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's football. You know, you just have to not let those things happen again.
I would expect weather-wise it's going to be a pleasant, nice afternoon in Jacksonville, or certainly more pleasant and nice than it was Sunday night here. Guys tell me that rain is the issue, that snow and cold is one thing, but if you're just soaking wet and it's like it was Sunday night, that's when it gets to be a little miserable playing out there.
You know, as a defensive player, I really don't have to worry about touching the ball, but those guys that are handling the ball, you know, obviously when it's raining like that and they have those plastic gloves on, you know, it gets pretty slick. So, you know, those are the guys that really have to, you know, deal with the weather issues and, you know, make sure that they secure the football.
Did you consult your Mayan calendar, Rob? Did you think the world was ending today?
No.
Any guys on the team? Any conspiracy guys on the team that were buying into that?
No. I just think the Mayans didn't realize that, you know, the next year starts after the date that they had set.
The Mayans didn't think this thing through is what you're saying.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, good luck this weekend, and even beyond this weekend, Merry Christmas to you and your family, and happy holidays, and best of luck to you.
Thank you. Same to you guys.
Thanks, Rob.
Take care. That is a Patriots linebacker, defensive lineman. He's kind of both. He's kind of hybrid, kind of a Willie McGinnis type. Rob Ninkovich, who plays all over the place for this team.